sense that they have to do the right thing, even when others won't.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Professor Rosemary Hollis. It's 14 minutes past seven.
The oldest clipper ship in the world is finally on the move. She's been on the quayside at the Scottish Maritime Museum in Irvine since 1992 after sinking in the River Clyde. The museum hasn't been able to do anything with her. Campaigners from Sunderland, where she was built, had wanted her back, but the Scottish Government decided she should go to Adelaide, and that journey is due to begin when she's moved onto a large barge to travel first to London and then halfway around the world. Our reporter Hugh Williams takes up the story.
Early publicity for the city of Adelaide made much of the fact that she carried a piano and had two bathrooms. Richard Smith of the group that's taking the clipper to South Australia told me just how significant she was.
In South Australia I was born, heave away.
Think of it as the jumbo jet of the period, bringing migrants and fair-paying passengers to Adelaide.
All the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
One of those who made that journey was 90-year-old Jean Blade's great-uncle. In 1871, he left the draper's shop where he'd been working in Dundee. She read me an excerpt from his diary of the journey.
My wife and I, having mutually agreed to leave our native country and try our luck in the Antipodes, with heavy hearts we took farewell of my dear mother, brothers and sisters and little nephews.
And did they have an easy crossing, or did they have some adventures on the crossing?
Being my family, you have to take a pinch of salt with some of the stories. But certainly their descriptions of the storm almost made you sick to read it.
And when we're walloping off Cape Horn, heave away! All the way you'll wish to God you'd never been born. We're bound for South Australia.
The city of Adelaide made that crossing 23 times, the last word in fast, luxurious international travel. But then she moved to less glamorous trades, transporting coal, then timber, moored in Southampton as an isolation hospital, a sail training ship at Greenock, ending up as the RNVR clubhouse on the Clyde.
We're here on the second floor of the Mitchell Library in Glasgow, where special collections and local history material is based. And
Trish Grant from the Mitchell Library showed me a bound copy of the Scots magazine from 1951.
It describes how at Trafalgar Day the ship was laid out with gay bunting, as it puts it, flags, and at Christmas and New Year it was gilded with fairy lights.
Stuart McMillan from Troon remembers going on board when she was in Glasgow.
One particular instance I remember might have been a wedding reception, being on board and having something to eat and having two or three drinks. I remember that in particular because the deck was, I think the term is whalebacked. It wasn't flat. And if you walked down the centre of the deck, you're okay. But if you happened to go to the right or left or port or starboard, you started to yee-yaw about because there was a drop of maybe 3 or 4 inches on the side. But the atmosphere on board was first class.
But then the city of Adelaide, temporarily rechristened the Carrick, was flooded and then sank in the Clyde.
A century ago, one of the proudest, busiest vessels on the high seas. Now, a battered and forlorn wreck with only the gulls for company.
She was salvaged and taken to the Scottish Maritime Museum at Irvine in 1992. She's been there ever since. But the museum couldn't raise the cash to restore her. They applied twice for permission to demolish her. Alan Walton is part of a campaign group arguing that she should go back to Sunderland, where she was built. He still thinks that.
Sunderland is the worst place to be in the whole of the UK. If you want to find a job, you're in a queue with 72 people for every other job. The Adelaide would do to Sunderland what the SS Great Britain did for Bristol. It will bring in hundreds of thousands of pounds of tourist money. It will create hundreds of jobs. And this is where we need to concentrate those jobs. So that is the essence of our argument, jobs for Sunderland.
But the Scottish Government decided that the clipper should go to Adelaide. Culture Secretary Fiona Hislop insists that was the right decision.
There's passions in Sunderland and other places for this ship, but no viable option has come forward. A lot of passion, a lot of interest in trying to do something about it, but in practical terms, we have to save the ship, and this is the best way to do it.
The Sunderland campaign won't be convinced by that. There are suggestions they'll try and get the UK government to block the export of the vessel.
Hugh Williams reporting there, and we're going to hear from the Duke of Edinburgh about the vital part that he played in the City of Adelaide's story in an exclusive interview after 8 o'clock. It is 20 past seven.
Now, the spark that...